Hi there, Mac. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that reduced rate here, being that the business itself has been around for quite some time. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. How's yours?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Of course. That's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, I mean, of course, your potential customers won't need to know the name of your business, although you've been around for a very long time. When people do get recommended to you, they will be able to see your business listed on that first page. And of course, for people who don't already know the name of your company, they don't even need to be looking for you specifically, but they'll be typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, it's a flat rate. It's offered on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, our job is just to get your phone ringing a little bit more, send you a few extra jobs, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, of course, you do qualify for the reduced rate, being that that family-owned business has been around for many, many years. The established business rate, I mean, it's certainly the legacy rate. You know, it's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We do prefer to work with companies that kind of know what they're doing, companies that are established, can handle more work, and still do quality work. You're looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299. Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Yelp, Facebook, even Facebook paid ads would be included. In fact, everything's included. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I did see your website. In fact, it's Google compliant. We could certainly promote that website. I'd be able to actually waive your setup fee that would normally be attached to that first month, so it would just be that $299 as an out-the-door cost. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for the business at this point?
Yeah, I think we would...
I mean, we are talking about Google. You know, it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you online does become another word-of-mouth stream where they can recommend you to their friends or use your services down the road. Now, you will get a detailed reporting system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, and how many times you're picking up on the first page for each individual search. Now, is the focus mainly residential clients or commercial clients, a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Is there any preference of one over the other, or do you like a nice even mix?
Just an even mix, I guess you could say.
Sure.
We do a little of everything, so.
Right. Yeah, I did see that. And, you know, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you want to be found. Tara said your service area might be anywhere between 50 and 100 miles, you know, maybe a little bit farther for the right job, that kind of thing. Now, keep in mind, we're not just going to draw a big circle around you. We'll be able to target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And certainly the farther away, the more we would be focusing on those more profitable jobs for you. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. The pricing is as straightforward as can be. And, you know, of course, you'll get that detailed reporting and tracking system. Some of our clients, you know, don't even bother using it. You know, they know if their phone is ringing, the service is working. I did want to ask you, though, you know, the number that we are speaking on, I mean, certainly this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account. Looks like on the website it's got the office number and then Justin's number. What is the primary business number that you would want for us to promote for the company?
Probably the office or the number that's listed under Justin.
Okay, so the 256-332-9214, that's the office number.
Yes.
And then the one for under Justin is 256-324-0132. We are allowed to list two numbers, so we'll put that down as the secondary number. And then for you, though, Mac, this is the best number for us to contact you regarding the account itself?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right? There's not like a physical address where customers would go?
No, we normally go to them.
Gotcha. That's what I thought. And that's totally understandable. In fact, Google expects it for service-based businesses. You know, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront where customers come to you when you're going out to them to provide that service. One thing that Tara did attach here was an Angie Leads profile. And that actually, of course, it's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. They don't conflict, you know, this and paying for leads, but certainly when you're on that first page and getting calls directly to you, a lot of my clients scale back on paying for leads. But the reason I mention it is that there is a physical address on here, the 683 Highway 40. Is that a residence?
No, that's our office.
No, that's your office. Okay, but customers don't typically go there.
I mean, the people around here, the local people that would do stuff for you, they do, but other than that, not really.
For the most part, you don't want it to be promoted online. I gotcha. It is an
address. It would be okay if it was.
Yeah, I did notice it's listed on the verified listing that you do already have, and that's good. I mean, you know, that expedites the process. Of course, you know, smart businesses do make sure that they are verified on Google, and especially for a long-standing, well-known business like yours, people do know the name of your company, and they'll look for you by name, which is when something like that, what you already have, comes into play. It's kind of like a digital business card. What we would do, though, is take that existing listing, attach it to all the different destinations and directories, and, of course, the ads that we'll run and things like that. That's going to make sure that it pops up on the first page, even when people aren't specifically looking for you. And it does have that, actually the number on there is the 256-332-6740. That's the number that is listed there. And then it does have the address though. So we'll just keep that consistent. And I was looking on the website for an email. I know that you've got the contact form. This is not for us to promote online, so it could even be a personal email. But we would, from time to time, email you like a longer piece of information that we would want you to have for your records. Most of the time, though, we'll just give you a call or shoot you a quick text message. Mac, what is a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
You could put mine, and it is Baker, B-A-K-E-R, Mac, M-A-C-K, at iCloud.com.
At iCloud. Okay. So, yeah. And, of course, like I said, we do use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Mr. Baker, did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, either way, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. That's great, because there will be some kind of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text, and like I said, we'll email you from time to time. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I will be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call. It will be with one of our technicians, and he'll be talking to you more in depth about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about the business. If you want, for example, to be, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, all of that. Of course, we'll talk about that in that follow-up call. The other thing that I am required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does, in fact, get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service to that fixed flat rate, that we're actually even waiving the setup fee, etc. Now, Matt, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get to that voice verification for that initial payment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that, credit or debit card?
I could do a debit card, but could I change that later?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. You'll be able to either, through your client dashboard, your tracking system, you can update that information on your own, or you can either just give us a call at any point between now and next month, and we can update that information for you. On this particular card, though, Mr. Baker, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Mine.
And simply Mac Baker, is there a middle initial?
Yes, middle initial C, Mac C Baker.
C, okay. Debit cards are usually Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
A Visa. So that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Baker, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4784-3900.
Yes, sir.
1923.
Okay.
0647.
And then, Mr. Baker, the expiration month and year?
12/27.
12 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
470.
470. I've got 470. I've got 470. December or 12 of 2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Baker, was the card itself 4784-3900-1923-0647?
Yes.
Does that fill at the shop address?
Yes.
It does. And the zip code is 35581.
Yep.
Okay. About a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Mr. Baker, it's option one to reach client support or extension one, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but do feel free to stop me if you've got a question. Give me just a quick second here to get that set up, and then we'll schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Okay, so the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mac, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
R dot do what?
I was going to say the Google listing has it with the INC, R dot Baker INC. But I guess my question for you is, would you want the INC to remain part of the branding of the business?
Yes.
Okay. It is on the website as well, r.bakerinc. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Mac Baker, and I don't really know what you'd title it, I guess. So.
You wear many hats, I know, but you're part owner of the business at least, right? I know your grandfather's the main owner. Okay. And then you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa debit in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then, Mr. Baker, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is, you know, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mac, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Baker, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, is, and of course we are aware of the Andrew leads, and as I mentioned, there's no conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content, the directories and submissions that we'll create for the business. We, of course, wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that the business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Mr. Baker, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the one-time setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which again, I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of April, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Mr. Baker, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Mr. Baker, it is a month-to-month service. completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, if you like, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Baker, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mac, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Baker, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, in about a minute, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Mac, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. I could actually get you in at 1 o'clock or this afternoon. There's a 3, 4, or a 5 o'clock. Which of those will work out best for you to receive that phone call?
What time after 1 did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Other than the 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock.
Okay. The 4 o'clock.
The 4 o'clock? Okay, we'll schedule it from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. It does usually get to you really close to the beginning part of the hour, so right at or shortly after 4. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the beginning part of that call to just kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a phone call, and in which case they'll call you on their own anyway. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to put a little bit of extra security on your account, just an added layer of protection, a question and an answer here. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with R. Baker, Inc., we would occasionally, even if it's you, we recognize your voice, we might from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. Even more importantly, especially like a week or two from now, once you're more visible online, if anyone starts to call you and tells you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't click over to that other tab and give you that information within 15 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification, it's already been attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it does clearly state that it will only bill once a month on, in this case, the fourth of the month, moving forward at that flat rate of $2.99. Would never be another penny more than that. Your options here for your security question, Mac, are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Baker, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
The city you were born in, and then what is the answer, sir?
Yep. Russellville, Alabama.
Okay, gotcha. Have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I've got both.
Okay. So let me just refresh my system and see exactly what's been sent out to you. Our emails get sent out every couple of minutes, so it does look like it did piggyback everything. The welcome email's already been sent as well with the information that I've already given you. The other one, too, that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, that's just an automated email. Everybody gets that. You are already PIN verified, so you can basically disregard that email. But the one that we wanted you to look at now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash, or invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. If you click on that click here, it goes to the local splash terms of experience and talks about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Now, I know your time is valuable. I certainly don't want to walk you through everything here. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It is about 1 out of 10 people, though, that will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphones. So we will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything that's necessary. You already have a website, so you don't have to create one. The package, though, does include a website if ever you want us to do a new one for you. We are doing the Facebook ads as well. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. It populates your number just below that, and just below the number, a couple of boxes we would want you to click on both of them. One is I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through a computer or mobile device. The other one, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer, so we want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box below that. It's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. If you click inside that box, you would either type in or copy and paste Mark C. Baker. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive, so the M for Mac and the C for your middle initial and then Baker, the B is capitalized Mac. There is not a period, though, after the middle initial, so just Mac C. Baker, right as it appears there. And then once you have it in the box, click the confirm signature box to the right. Now, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Mac, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know if it takes you to that login screen.
Login screen.
Okay. The only question I've got before I do that, it was, and this says the website support, hosting
right.
And maintenance, and
yeah,
if it's 3-7-7.
If it's got an asterisk next to it, it's not necessarily included in the particular package. So you already do have a website, and we will be promoting that existing website. I mean, it is Google compliant. It is mobile optimized. It's not currently attached, though, to your Google listing, so we'll do that. But BakerInc1974.com, that's the website, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we would actually be promoting that website. We don't need to build a website for you. But if ever your website goes down for an extended period or something like that, it does only take us about 5 to 7 business days to put together a website for you. So it's, like I said, with the asterisk next to it, it's not something that we're doing right now, but it is included in the package if you ever did want us to do that website. So if we did a website for you, the website, hosting, maintenance, the initial creation of the website, it is all included. So there's no additional cost for the website if you ever wanted us to do a different website for you down the road. But you've already got a great-looking website. It's Google compliant. It's mobile optimized. It's conversion-driven. It's got a photo gallery. So, I mean, like I said, we wouldn't need to create an additional website, which is part of the reason that I waived your setup fee altogether.
Okay. All right. So, I confirmed the signature, and it says username, password.
You can stop right there, though. I mean, if you tried to put in a username and password at this point, I think it would give you an error message because the system thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active. At this point, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview in that 5 o'clock hour for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email a username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. Oh, it looks like the system did generate a username. It cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no parentheses or dashes or spaces. So 256-436-0730. That's going to be your username. And then, Mac, in any correspondence to the support email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. You're all set and squared away an hour prior, so at 4 o'clock our system will send you an automated reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 5. I'll also send you, for your records, just a calendar invite going to your email inbox. It's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away here. I'm, you know, pretty excited to get this going for you. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I do hope that I am available in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to give you a call back. It certainly would be nice to say a quick hello to you. I did want to, you know, say thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Mr. Baker. One way or another, we'll be speaking with you in that 5 o'clock hour. You take care until then. We'll talk to you soon.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye now. Thank you.